There are a lot of things that are beyond our control. But what you do have control over is how you react to whatever happens in your life. Every thought creates an action that will lead to a consequence. That's a quote from Oprah Winfrey that I think is really, really relevant to our current situation. Right now, we're in quarantine, and it's so easy for us who are working from home and spending so much time, like just stuck in the house, to get into habits that lead to disrupting our femininity. This corona situation is not something that you nor I have control over, but we can control what way we react to this. This space is all about femininity, and in this episode, we're going to be looking at what we can do to maintain our femininity during quarantine. But before I even get into that, I should introduce myself. My name is Kat. I am the creator of the Femme Guide. The Femme Guide is a community for women who are seeking to use femininity and to learn how to harness that to see success in their love lives, in their work lives, and in their appearance. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing lots of nuggets, but before we even dive into that, I want you to know, if you're looking for everyday advice on how you can level up your femininity, then you need to join us over on Instagram. Because on Instagram, we post content on appearance, on many, many mentalities we need to adopt for femininity, on techniques, on tactics, on seduction, so much every single day. I'm talking more than once a day here. You can also find us on Twitter. So we are at The Femme Guide on all social platforms, but let's jump into today's topic. I think the first thing that we actually have to address is the most obvious and most immediate effects we're currently seeing on our femininity. And that is the physical effect. Oh my gosh. If you are in social distancing right now, and like here in the UK, your government has ordered that you can only go out for essential activities, I know you miss your nail tech. I know you miss your skincare lady, your esthetician. Oh, all of these people, man, I didn't realize just how much I love them until I've gone 3 weeks, 4 weeks without any beauty appointments. This is the first, I think, obvious sign when our femininity is beginning to slip away from us. Perhaps our roots are growing out. Perhaps our wig needs like a deep conditioning of moisture. Perhaps you need those calluses on your feet filed off, girl. Like, whatever it is, right now you need to go back to basics. Anyone who I coach on femininity who's at the beginning level, I teach them that while being high maintenance may be the ultimate goal, you have to start off first with the DIY. This means, honey, you need to go back to painting your nails yourself, right? Whether it's doing those press-ons or ordering a lamp from Amazon and doing at-home gel nails. The great thing about being a millennial right now is that we have so much access to free information. So all you need to do is to go on YouTube and see tutorials on how to paint your nails. Same thing with your pedicure. Like, go do it yourself. Soak your feet in a bath with some salts, with some oils. Make sure at night you're wearing socks and you're putting some oils on your feet. Get a foot pumice to remove some of that hard skin. Just because you can't go to your esthetician, doesn't mean that you can't take care of your skin. And so for those of you who don't even go to an esthetician, like for those of you who are just starting on this feminine appearance game, this is a perfect opportunity for you to actually develop a skincare routine. You should have a cleanser, a face wash, a toner, a serum, an eye cream, and a face cream that you know works for you. The perfect time to experiment is right now, because guess what? Guess what? If you make mistakes, no one is gonna see. Another thing that you can do to stay in your feminine during quarantine is to engage in more feminine activities. Well, it's not even necessarily feminine activities. It's just activities that allow you to get into being present, to enjoy yourself, to have fun. You could do some cooking. Perhaps you can try out some new recipes. For me, I love baking, but like, I don't just bake. Like, I make it a whole ritual where I will dress up to bake. I want to feel like a 1950s housewife, and I'll put on a cute skirt and a nice apron, and it just makes me feel good. It makes me, you know, I play some vintage music and I just feel very in my feminine. One of my friends has a pool in her back garden. I think she's so lucky. So one of the things she's doing is she's going swimming. And I actually think swimming is one of is a very feminine and just soothing, relaxing exercise to do. Obviously, disclaimer, this is Corona season. Don't go swimming in public pools. This is how bacteria is transferred. But if you're lucky enough to have your own pool, then make the most of it. One thing I am doing right now more than ever is meditating, because we are hearing so much negativity in the news. All we hear is Corona this, Corona that, recession this, income this, job security this, and it is very easy to absorb all of this negativity. So I love to use the Headspace app to just give myself 10 to 30 minute periods when I wake up in the middle of the day and when I go to sleep, of just meditating, being present. I think we really need to remember to nurture our mental health in times like this. And whether you're meditating with guides like the Headspace app, or you're just listening to ambient music, or perhaps you're engaging in prayer, whatever your way to do it, just make it a regular thing. The next thing you can do to stay in your feminine is to actually figure out, what kind of feminine woman are you? Like, if I was to ask you, are you passive or active feminine the majority of the time, would you know the answer to that? Or perhaps I can phrase it differently. Are you a princess or a catwoman? You see, most people fall more on one side than the other. Being a princess is the passive feminine. The princess is all about receiving. She's more soft, she's more gentle, she's very, very giving. And then you have the active feminine, which is like the catwoman. She exists in a place of being flirty, being fun. She can still take the lead in a very feminine way. Now, each feminine character, whether you're a catwoman, princess, or what I like to call a mix, which is where you have both, you need to understand your strengths, because you can harness that to your advantage. But at the same time, you want to know what your weaknesses are. What are the traits that are common to you that sometimes mean that you're not gonna succeed in the way you want? So for example, there's this quote I love that says, every action has an equal opposite reaction. I heard that in Hamilton, and I thought, this is so true. For example, the princess, one of her traits is that she's very giving. She really knows how to give in a generous way. And that's really great because it attracts people to her. But if she takes that too far, her opposite reaction is that she's perceived as easy to walk over. So often people will try to take advantage of the princess. A trait you have for the Catwoman that's very good is she really knows how to tap into her sensuality. For her to get into a seductive space is so easy. But it's a very fine line when her sensuality is mistaken for overt sexuality. And that's not what we want as feminine women. So, if you're not sure what category you fall into, or if you just want to confirm, what I've done is I've actually created a quiz that's going to help you discover if you're a Catwoman, if you're a princess, or if you're in the middle. And you can simply take that quiz by heading to thefemguide.com and checking the resources section, and you will be able to find out what your positive traits are and what your negative traits are. If you want to stay in your femininity during this quarantine period, why don't you start watching some more feminine films? There are films, actually, you know what? Correction, just films in general, films with women. Because the truth is, it's good to watch films with good examples of women in their femininity, but it's also very advantageous to watch examples of women who are in their masculine too much, or who are bad examples of femininity. So we can learn from good behavior and we can learn from bad behavior. Now, who is the most common feminine film actress we think of? Marilyn Monroe. And this is by far the one person people always bombard my DMs and say, can you make a list of like the best of her films? So we've actually done that on our website. We've created a list of our favorite Marilyn Monroe films. Some of them are not that great. However, just because they're not great in terms of content doesn't mean we can't learn something from them. So some of the films we included are fantastic because of the fashion or the inspiration we get from them. But I want you to understand one thing when it comes to Marilyn Monroe, actually, is that when we talk about Marilyn Monroe being an example of the ideal feminine, it's not Marilyn herself, it's her characters. Because if you don't know, Marilyn actually led a very tragic life, and we will be doing future episodes about Marilyn herself. But when the Femme Guide references Marilyn Monroe, we specifically are talking about the characters that she plays in films, right? So are you ready for the next thing you can do to level up your femininity during quarantine? Okay, you sis need to clean up. Right? What does that mean? Your wardrobe needs to be emptied. This is the perfect time to have a wardrobe detox. Get clarity on your style, first of all. I think that's the thing that most people struggle with, and that's often what my clients come to me for, is like, they're like, fam, I know I want to be feminine, and like, this is kind of like what I want to look like, but I don't know how to make this happen. And my job as their coach is to give them clarity and tell them the exact steps they need to take and the exact items they need to buy for their wardrobe. So once you've got your clarity, what you need to do is take out all the clothes in your wardrobe and go through them one by one. I want you to get rid of anything that is not within your ideal style, that is worn out, that is stained, or that is ill-fitting, or just doesn't make you feel good. Now, do not throw these clothes away. It's far more just better for humankind if you actually donate those clothes to charity rather than throwing them in the dustbin. But what should happen is if you haven't done this before, your wardrobe should at least reduce by 50%. And that's what you want. You want less options, because having those less options means that your style is becoming more refined. And here's how I see it. I did this recently as well. I gave a wardrobe and a half full of brand new clothes. Some of these clothes were clothes that still had the tag on. I was just like, Kat, what, you shop too much. What are you doing with all these clothes? But I gave a wardrobe and a half of clothes to a charity for women called She Oath. And it was actually a really good feeling to know that these clothes that didn't suit my image anymore were going to women who could actually use them. And for example, for job interviews or for parties or whatnot. There's one more thing that I think is really important for us to do during this period, that actually a lot of the things we've talked about today revolve around yourself, but this one revolves around other people, and that is about cultivating your feminine nurturers. So I see feminine nurturers are feminine women in our life who encourage us to embrace our femininity, because not every person in our life believes that femininity is the way to be a woman, right? We've discussed this, that there's no one way to be a woman, but I'm specifically talking about the feminine women in your life. This is a time to really grow your relationship with them. Be the woman to pick up the phone and give them a call. I firsthand know how easy it is when we get into this self-isolation phase to just stop contact with people. I'm a social girl, so I go out to dinners all the time. And it's so easy, if you're not getting the chance to go out to dinners, to think, okay, the social aspect is on hold. Well, actually, no, you can be the woman to pick up the phone and just have a quick chat with your girlfriend. Have a video chat. One of the things my friend Zara did recently is she had a house party hangouts, and it was like me, her, and then some of her friends who I'd never met before, but we just chilled, we listened to music, they had like a little dance off, and it was a really lovely way to just spend some time feeling social while still obviously keeping our social distancing space. So I want to hear from you. What are you doing to keep feminine during this time? Send me over a tweet on Twitter at The Fem Guide. Let me know what you're doing to stay feminine. Don't forget to join us over on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode and you're listening to it on iTunes, it would make my day if you left me a comment, because it lets me know that you're actually enjoying these episodes. In the meantime, I hope you have a really nurturing and growing social distancing period. And when we get back out of this on the other end, I just want you to know that you're going to accelerate even more. Keep on being feminine. Lots and lots and lots of love, Kat.